Light and peace in Jesus Christ our love. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. A light shone forth upon this earth, its glow was from above. Life strove to reach a glad rebirth through death to perfect love. Spring stayed her not upon her way, who heard its call aright. It heralded the dawn of day in timeless paschal light. Nor darkest night of winter's gloom her purpose could retard. Her love had risen from a tomb. What venture was too hard? Her virgin heart, thus ever free to love all God had made, new joy in its supreme degree, Christ's joy which does not fade. Praise then the Abba, word divine, and Spirit in glad song, around whose throne, like stars that shine, Christ's faithful virgins throng. Amen. At midnight the cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom comes. Go to meet him. Alleluia." I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from Adonai, who made heaven and earth. May God never allow you to stumble. May your guard never sleep. No, God sleeps not nor slumbers. Adonai, Israel's guard. Adonai is your guard and your shade, standing right there at your side. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. Adonai will guard you from evil. God will guard your soul. Adonai will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. At midnight the cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom comes. Go to meet him. Alleluia."
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rejoice with Jerusalem, and be glad because of her, all you who love her. Exult, exult with her, all you who were mourning over her. Oh, that you may suck fully of the milk of her comfort, that you may nurse with delight at her abundant breasts. For thus says Adonai, Lo, I will spread prosperity over her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing torrent. As nurslings, you shall be carried in her arms and fondled in her lap. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. In Jerusalem, you shall find your comfort. When you see this, your heart shall rejoice and your bodies flourish like grass. The power of Adonai shall be known to all who serve. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
This you shall see, and be glad at heart. As a mother comforts her child, so shall I myself comfort you. You shall be carried in my arms, and fondled on my knees. As a mother comforts her child, so shall I myself comfort you. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. This you shall see, and be glad at heart. As a mother comforts her child, so shall I myself comfort you. Blessed are you, Abba, God of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of your reign. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Blessed are you, Abba, God of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of your reign.
With Saint Therese, help us to realize we can nourish ourselves on nothing but truth. As was the case with Therese, our vocation is love. Help us to hear you calling us to be love, and then be all things. Do not allow us to miss a single opportunity of making some small sacrifice, here, by a smiling look, there by a kindly word, always doing the smallest thing and doing it all for love. For Thérèse, prayer was a surge of the heart, a simple look turned toward heaven, a cry of recognition and of love, embracing both trial and joy. Teach us to pray. Remind us that holiness consists simply in doing your will and being just what you want us to be. May we be ready today with a word or a smile, which is often enough to put fresh life in a despondent soul. Help us simply to live from one moment to another, look only to the present, forget the past, and take good care not to forestall the future.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Holy One and God of endless compassion, you are the praise of all your saints and the joy of all creation. We rejoice today in the fellowship of your blessed servant Thérèse, and we give you thanks for her life of simple love and profound wisdom, which continue to delight and inspire us. Fill us with life and light, and give us perseverance to serve you all our days. For yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May the love of Christ inspire us with compassion for all who suffer, and may he bring us all to everlasting life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you. Our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O virgin benign, our Mother Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.